Yes, this is the Falcon speaking. Oh, Irene. I'm glad you called. Now, you'll have to cancel me out tonight, Angel. Some boy I know thinks he can get away with murder. And I've got to prove that if he leaves a body behind, it's bound to be a dead giveaway.
Once again, the National Broadcasting Company brings you the transcribed Adventures of the Falcon, starring Les Damon. The Adventures of the Falcon, dedicated to private investigators everywhere. Those hard-hitting detectives who, like Mike Waring, risk their lives to aid law enforcement agencies. So join him now when the Falcon solves the case of the fatal fix. It's late afternoon in New York, and a young man named Danny Hickok steps out of the elevator and jauntily strides toward the penthouse suite on the 28th floor of the Belmont. Yes, Danny's come up in the world. But right now, he's in for a letdown.
Hello, Danny. How'd you get in here?
I told the desk clerk I was your father.
You got your nerve.
Why, isn't it true?
Don't blame me. What do you want?
I got a call this morning from the police.
Well?
Have you any idea why they're looking for you?
I must have overparked.
You're lying.
Look, I don't have to take that from you.
You're going to take a lot more. I found this note on your dresser. Look up George Pulaski. It's signed the Greek.
Give me that.
Is that the same Pulaski who was murdered last night?
I wouldn't know.
Now, look, Danny, you've got to tell me everything.
There's nothing to tell.
There is, if you believe the Morgan Committee. According to them, the crime syndicate in this country is headed by a man called the Greek.
So?
So how come he writes you notes? And how come I found this money in your drawer?
Because you're nosy.
There's $8,000 in this roll, Danny. Where did it come from?
None of your business.
Why, you little punk, who do you think you're talking to?
What? Don't ever try that again, because father or not, the next time I'll let you have it. I mean it.
Well, I'm going to get the truth if I have to.
Sorry, gent, but I did knock. Mr. Hickok in the house?
There's two of them.
Well, the one I want is Danny.
That's me.
Yeah, glad to know you, Danny. Wonder if you'd mind taking a little ride with me.
Who the devil are you?
Oh, that's right. I haven't introduced myself. The name's Corbett. Sergeant James Corbett, to give my full billing. Yeah, if you'd like to see my shield.
Never mind. What's the beef?
Well, to make a long story short, a fellow named George Pulaski was knocked off last night.
So?
So, we got a tip you did it for the Greek.
Oh, you're crazy.
I've been accused of that before.
There must be some mistake.
And where'd he get the dough to run this place?
I gave it to him. I'm his father.
It won't wash, Mr. Hickok. We checked on you, too.
I tell you, you're wrong. I'm the one you want.
Who asked you to butt in?
Shut up.
Don't do me any favors. Look, Sergeant, there's an easy way to settle this. I got the proof in the bedroom.
Hey, wait a minute. Where are you going?
To get it.
Hold it, Danny. All right, fella, come on out. I'm warning you. You're not out of there by the time I got...
What was that?
That's what it sounded like. Give me a hand.
You don't think...
Come on. One, two...
Danny.
Sorry, Mr. Hickok. You better wait outside. I gotta call the coroner.
That's the story, Mr. Waring. After the sergeant and I broke down the door, we...
You found Danny.
Yes, I still don't understand why he did it.
Well, it's pretty obvious. He was working for the Greek, and he knew it was the chair once they nabbed him.
It's all my fault. If I'd done a better job, he wouldn't have turned out this way.
Who's to say?
I am. I want your help so as I can make it up to him.
It's a little late.
Well, better late than never. I want you to find the man they call the Greek.
Find the Greek?
Yes, I want to know who and what he is.
Yeah, so do the police. They've been trying to identify him for years.
Danny knew.
Well, he certainly isn't going to spill it now.
There must be some way.
No, forget it. I told you that...
I know the police have been trying to run him down for years. Well, maybe they're making the same mistakes over and over again. It's easier for you.
Well, I wouldn't know where to start.
I don't care about the where. The important thing is when. And here's $500 to do it now.
Hey, bartender, is Joey Wilson or... Oh, never mind, I see him. Hello, Joey.
Well, what'd I do to rate this, huh?
Yeah, just lucky, I guess. Mind if I join you?
I certainly do, Warren. I'm particular about the people I'm seen with.
Well, obviously I'm not.
What do you want?
Little conversation.
I haven't got time.
You better change your mind, Joey. You'll find yourself with nothing else but about 10 years' worth of litter at Sing Sing. Cops are still looking for the party who fixed that Bryson jury.
I don't know nothing about it.
My mistake. I heard you did it for the Greek.
Well, you got rocks in your head.
No, don't let the sound effects fool you, Joey. They're only pebbles. Where can I find the big boy?
I ain't got the slightest idea.
Okay. Let it be like you say. Too bad I got to talk to the cops.
Wait a minute.
Yeah?
I tell you, I don't know who the Greek is.
You can start me up the ladder.
Go on home.
What for?
Wait for a phone call.
You going to make the first contact for me?
I'm not saying yes, I'm not saying no. Just go home and wait.
Well, I'll give him 10 more minutes. If he doesn't call by then, I'll... Hello?
I'd like to talk to Mike Waring, please.
Who's this?
Never mind. You Waring?
That's right.
Understand you're trying to locate the Greek.
You understand correctly.
You know what'll happen to anyone who fingers him for you?
You don't have to worry. This is business.
He's got enough now to keep him occupied.
Then why did you call?
I need a steak.
I'll pay you $500 for the genuine article.
Well, I don't know who the Greek is, but I got an idea who does.
You mean I have to do some more climbing?
Yeah. So if you got a bad heart, I'd watch those steps. You still interested?
Let's have it.
How would I get the dough?
How would you suggest?
Mail it to Willie Smith, care of General Delivery.
Fair enough.
I got your word?
Yep.
Well, if I was you, I'd see a man named Alvin Myers. He's got a place at the Beaumont.
What makes you think he knows the Greek?
If he don't, nobody does. This Myers is a chumpy party. I think he'll spill if you put it to him the right way.
And what exactly is the right way?
Look. I can't write the script for you. Just giving you Myers. From there on, you're on your own.
I guess I'm not very bright, Mr. Waring, but I'm still rather puzzled at the reason for this visit. I mind you, I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, thanks. But I was told Alvin Myers could put me in touch with the Greek.
You were told? By whom?
A mutual friend.
That's rather vague.
It'll have to do.
And just why do you want to contact the Greek?
I've got a deal for him.
Tell me something, Mr. Waring. Do I look weak-minded?
No.
Well, you must think so to come here with that story.
What's wrong with it?
Everything. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you're a private detective?
I am.
Currently, you're employed by one William Hickok.
Where'd you hear that?
Well, aren't you?
No.
Isn't that strange? I wonder where I got the idea.
Yeah, I wonder, too.
Well, I was given to understand shortly after his son committed suicide, Mr. Hickok came to you with a request that you find the Greek. For some unknown reason, he thinks our mysterious friend was involved.
He was. Danny was working for him.
That's only your opinion.
The police share it with me. Well, I've got a feeling I'm accomplishing something they didn't.
Oh, really?
Yes. I think I'm talking to the Greek right now.
Oh, that's the funniest thing I've heard yet.
Well, you're easily amused. Are you the Greek?
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Well, we'll soon find out. My informant led me to believe you don't like being manhandled.
What?
He thought you might crack under a little pressure. And...
You wouldn't dare.
Well, you shouldn't have said that.
Myers, I...
Are you the Greek? I asked you something.
No, don't.
Well, answer me. Are you the Greek?
No.
But you know who he is.
On my word. He'll kill me.
Well, you better talk now. Who is he?
His name is Vincent Romeo.
Romeo?
Yes.
Where does he live?
In Brooklyn, on Sycamore.
Now, that's one for the book. Listen, Myers, if you're tossing me a curb, I'll be back. And believe me, you'll enjoy my next trip to the plate even less. I'd like to see Mr. Romayo.
Oh, sure. Hey, Papa! Papa!
What's the matter, though?
Some man wants to see you.
Well, why do you make him wait outside? Tell him to come in.
Oh, he likes to come in, Mr.
Waring.
Oh, Papa, he'll be right out.
Okay.
Sit down.
Thanks.
Oh, no. Take the other chair. This one's got a broken spring.
Oh.
I tell Papa he should fix it, but all the time he's too busy.
Yes, huh?
All the time he listens to ball games on the radio. All the day he's Dodgers. Hey, you a friend of Papa?
Well, I wouldn't say that exactly.
I thought maybe you know him when he was in the ice business.
Ice business?
Oh, sure. Papa used to have a big company, 3 trucks.
Now, wait a minute.
Something wrong?
I'm beginning to think so.
Oh, Papa, this is Mr. Waring.
Mike Waring.
Mike Waring. Let me see. Don't I know this name from someplace? Sure. You private detective.
That's right.
Rosa, you know who this is? It's a Falcon.
Oh, no.
Remember, we read about them in the paper.
Oh, my.
Maybe he like a little wine.
Oh, no, thanks.
Oh, please, try. Rosa, make it herself. Mama, some vino for Mr. Waring.
Oh,
yeah?
Sure.
No, really, Mr.
Oh, it's no trouble.
Wait till you taste. Rosa makes the best wine anybody in the whole United States.
Yeah, I'm sure she does.
But look at me, all the time I talk. I don't even ask what I can do for you.
Well, I got a proposition for the Greek.
You got a proposition for her?
The Greek.
No, Stan.
Didn't you ever hear about him?
Hmm.
He's supposed to head the rackets in this country.
Oh, sure, I remember. They talk about him on the radio. He's a very bad man, very bad man.
Mm-hmm. You know anything about him?
Just what I hear. Mama don't let me listen too much. She say it's bad for my heart. Even the ball game.
He's still talking, huh? Hey, you tried this, Mr. Waring. I got one for you too, Papa.
But such a little one.
It's more than enough. You know what the doctor say.
All right. Well, Mr. Waring, you help.
Yeah, sure. Salud. It's wonderful.
You hear, Mama? He lied.
Last year's much better.
Well, I can't believe that. By the way, Mr. Romayo, your wife tells me you were in the ice business.
That's right. I retired 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. My son, Jimmy, he run the business now.
You ever hear of a man named Danny Hickok?
No.
Oh, sure we do, Papa. Huh? You remember we read about him in the paper last week.
Oh, yeah. He's a young fellow who killed himself in a hotel. It's far to find him.
Poor man.
It's his own fault, Rosa. If he bring up boy like we bring up Jimmy, he don't go around the killing people.
Well, you never know. Anyway, this Hickok was supposed to be on the Greek's payroll.
Huh? I understand.
Yeah, well, that makes two of us. As I was told, you were the Greek.
Me? Who said such a thing?
Well, it doesn't matter.
You got to tell me. I send my boy Jimmy to beat him up.
Now, Papa.
You hear what he say, yeah?
All right. Just a joke. Forget it.
You go already?
Yeah, I got to.
But you don't finish your wine. You don't lie.
Oh, yes, sure I do. But I've got to get back to work. I'm sorry if I put you to any trouble.
What's not trouble at all? Maybe you come to Brooklyn again sometime.
Yeah,
huh?
Sure. If the Dodgers win the pennant.
What's your main name? Arrivederci.
Such a nice man.
Yeah.
I wish Jimmy could see him.
Hey, Rose, I think I smell something burning.
Oh, my chicken cacciatore.
A, B, 4, 2, 1, 1, 3. What's the name of that new boy from Toledo?
What boy?
The one who knows all about manhunting.
Oh, Monty Stevens.
Well, tell him to get in touch with the Greek. I got a little job for him.
Summer is just around the corner on the calendar. This year, we're getting a lucky break, too, because there are 3 3-day holiday weekends. Memorial Day, the 4th of July, and Labor Day. For most of us, that's fine, but we should always keep in mind that these long weekend holidays will be tragic times for some of us who start out gaily to enjoy them. For instance, last year, over the Labor Day weekend, which always lasts 3 days, the average was 153 deaths a day in traffic mishaps. So take a lesson from the figures. And at all times, and particularly on long holiday weekends, drive as though your life depends on it. It does. And now, back to the adventures of the Falcon. An hour has passed since Mike Waring's meeting with Vincent Romayo. And now at Mike's apartment, he unhappily sums up the matter for his client.
Well, that's the story, Hickok. It's a bum steer. When I got to Brooklyn, I found this couple and more wonderful pair you never met.
And this Romayo wasn't the Greek?
Nope, Myers was pulling my leg.
Well, where do we go from here?
Well, where can we go? Every lead I had petered out.
What about Alvin Myers? Why don't you see him again?
No, no, it wouldn't be any use. He'd be ready for me now. No, it just looks as though... Say, wait a minute. Did you see the newspaper accounts of your son's suicide?
No.
Well, I read them all religiously. There was very little there. All it said was, when you and Sergeant Corbett broke down the door, you found Danny.
We did.
And there was nothing about your son committing suicide because he was implicated in the murder of Pulaski.
Well?
Well, Romayo knew that. He knew Danny was a gunman.
How could he? I didn't know it myself.
Yeah, that's just it. He must be the Greek. Holy cow, I've got to see Sergeant Corbett.
Well, then you won't be needing me anymore?
Well, he might want to talk to you.
I'll be easier to find than the Greek. So long, Waring, and thanks again. You've been more help than you know.
Is that you, Haskell?
Surprise, it's me.
Oh, I knew my luck couldn't last. Now, look, Mike, I just got a flash on a murder, so if you don't mind...
You know, if someone heard you, they'd think you didn't want me around.
Yeah, well, they'd be right.
Well, suppose I told you I discovered the identity of the Greek.
You what?
I spoke to him a couple of hours ago.
And you're just telling me?
Well, it didn't dawn on me till later.
Well, who is he?
You'd never guess. First of all, he isn't Greek. And where do you suppose he lives?
Well, in a luxurious duplex on Park Avenue.
No, wrong again. In a two-family house in Brooklyn on Sycamore.
On Name wouldn't be Vincent Romayo, would it?
How did you know?
He was murdered 15 minutes ago.
You're kidding.
Sure, that's what the city pays me for, to make jokes. Who else knew Romayo was a Greek?
No one.
You sure?
Well, I figured it out while I was talking to Hickok.
That does it.
What? You're out of your mind.
Well, he had a motive, didn't he? I say after you left him, Hickok went over to Brooklyn and gave him a belt. Hey, that's a good one, Hickok belt.
Oh, you were right when you said the city wasn't paying you to make jokes.
No, well, I'm not joking. If I will get you 10, Hickok's our boy.
You got a bet.
And here's where I collect.
Yes, sir?
Haskell, get a 37 out on William Hickok. I want him picked up immediately.
Sergeant, I don't know anything about Romayo's murder.
Well, you knew your son was working for the Greek.
Yes.
You felt he was responsible for his suicide.
Yes, but I didn't kill him.
When'd you leave Waring's apartment?
It must have been around 3.
It was closer to 2.
Thanks.
Where'd you go from there?
Home.
Anybody see you?
No, I live alone.
So you've got no alibi.
I don't need one.
Well, we'll leave that for a jury to decide. Haskell, we're through here. Book him.
Listen, Hickok, I'll get you out of this.
I wish you wouldn't, Waring. You've done enough for me already.
Well, I had to tell him.
Sure you did.
Yeah. Know something, Mike? I don't think he likes you.
Well, I don't blame him. But he didn't kill the Greek.
No? Then who did?
Well, I have no idea. But as long as I found the Greek, maybe I can find his killer. I'll be seeing you, Sergeant. Remember me?
Unfortunately.
Well, you might invite me in.
I might, but I don't think I will.
Oh, you're doing me an injustice.
Now, get out.
I just want to thank you. I found the Greek.
You saw Romayo?
Yeah, a couple of hours before the police did.
Did they pick him up?
Literally. According to what I hear, they had to use a sponge.
What do you mean?
He was in a million pieces. Someone took a shotgun to the man.
How shocking.
Yes, well, I imagine it doesn't make you feel too badly. With the Greek out of the picture, what becomes of his empire?
I haven't the vaguest notion.
Well, I've got a feeling you're the crown prince. Naturally, that makes you a suspect.
Oh, you're insane.
Yeah. Well, then who do you suggest?
What about your client?
Hickok?
Yes.
Well, when I collect a fee from a man, naturally I like to give him the benefit of any doubt.
And you wouldn't be above involving an innocent party?
No, of course not. Got any suggestions?
No.
Well, I have. I think you'd look lovely in a frame.
You wouldn't dare.
Look, you said that once before. Remember what happened?
Don't touch me.
Who else knew Romeo was the Greek?
What about his wife?
Don't be ridiculous. I met the woman.
You met him, too, and he had you fooled. Well, didn't he?
Well, you got a point there, Myers. Let's hope for your sake I don't get stuck on it.
Poor Papa. Why'd they do such a thing? Why'd they do it?
All right, now, Mrs. Romeo, you've got to control yourself.
Papa never hurt anybody. You see him, Mr. Waring. He was a good man.
Well, that's open to question.
What?
Look, Mrs. Romeo, how much did you know of your husband's affairs?
Everything.
Well, the police believe your husband was the Greek.
That's crazy. He was no Greek. You don't believe these stories, Mr. Waring. I tell you, Papa was a good man.
Did he ever go out at all?
No. He had a bad heart.
Well, did strange people ever come to the house?
Never. Only relatives and friends.
Well, then he must have transacted all his business over the phone.
It's not true.
Look, Mrs. Romeo, you've got to face the facts.
Papa was a good man. He got to church every Sunday.
Sure, that left him 6 days a week to get into the trouble.
Get out.
Now, Mrs. Romeo...
You say bad things about Papa. Get out. And don't ever come back.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I've got to talk to you, Corbett. I've just been out to Brooklyn to see Mrs. Romeo.
Yeah, that makes it a doubleheader for you today. Hey, you ought to be playing with the Giants.
Listen, I'm serious.
So am I. They could use an outfielder. Well, what'd you learn?
Nothing. I'd swear she never knew her husband was mixed up in the racket.
It doesn't make any difference. Hickok killed Romeo.
I don't believe it.
Well, who else is in the picture?
Well, no one except... Hey, wait a minute. What do you think of Alvin Myers?
What do you mean? What do I think of him?
He was real close to the Greek. So close, he may have been the only one who knew his real identity.
Oh, you're reaching, pal. I tell you.
Yes?
Call for you, Sergeant.
I'm busy.
It's Alvin Myers.
I don't care. Who?
Alvin Myers. He said it was very important.
Well, put him on. Myers,
speak of the devil.
Go ahead, please. Sergeant Corbett?
That's right.
This is Alvin Myers. I demand police protection.
Well, what's the trouble?
There's someone lurking around my apartment. Just a few minutes ago,
Hello, Myers. Myers.
What's wrong?
Something's gone dead, and I don't think it's the phone. Let's go see for sure.
There's a price tag on almost everything. The price tag on speed violations last year was 15,000 killed and 500,000 injured. This year, thousands of lives can be saved if you and millions of other motorists come to the sober realization that speed is the biggest killer on the highways and resolve to slow down before you or someone else pays the price that must be paid for it. At all times, drive as though your life depends on it. It does. Now, back to the adventures of the Falcon. 15 minutes have passed since Alvin Myers phoned Sergeant Corbett and demanded police protection. Apparently, he needed it, for right in the midst of the call, there was a shot. And now, outside Myers' apartment.
It's locked.
What'd you expect? Get out of my way. This one ought to do it.
You hear that?
Hit those lights. Myers, you all right?
Yeah, we better call a doctor.
Yeah, I'll take care of it. See what you can do for him.
Yeah. All right. Now, take it easy. You'll be okay. Where does it hurt? Maybe I can eat. Hey, Sergeant, wait a minute. Hold the phone.
Yeah, what's the matter?
There's nothing wrong with him.
I'm hurt.
That's your imagination. And bullet missed you by a mile.
What are you talking about?
Look at that hole in the ceiling. The slug entered there, and it certainly didn't go through him first.
Well, then he just fainted.
Yeah, he's just a great big sissy. Come on, Myers, on your feet.
Let me alone.
I'll leave you alone. What happened here?
I don't know.
Don't give us that. Who fired that shot at you?
I tell you, I don't know. My back was to the window.
Well, do you have any idea who might want to kill you?
No.
I have. It's obvious this is tied up with the Greek's murder.
Oh, ridiculous.
Well, it doesn't make sense otherwise. It
doesn't make sense, period.
All right, now let's take it from the beginning. First, Hickok's son commits suicide, and Hickok asked me to find the Greek.
Which you did.
Yeah, but only because Myers here helped me.
That's not true.
Shut up. It wasn't that simple, Sergeant. Before I got my lead to Myers, I did a lot of legwork. My first contact was Joey Wilson.
Well, did he give you Myers?
No, he told me to go home and wait for a phone call. And about an hour later, it came.
Who was it?
Well, that's just the trouble. He wouldn't leave his name. But he told me Myers could put me in touch with the Greek.
Hey, sounds like he had a grudge against Myers.
Well, he claimed he was doing it for dough.
But you don't believe it?
No. I got a hunch when we latch onto my mysterious phone caller, we'll be home. You got any idea who it could be, Myers?
None at all.
Well, it must be someone real close to you. He knew of your business relationship with the Greek.
I don't see how there was none.
Look, Sergeant, could you leave us alone for a couple of minutes?
Don't you dare.
All right, then start talking. Who killed the Greek?
I was under the impression it was Mr. Hickok.
Well, Hickok couldn't have taken that shot at you. He's in jail.
Then who did?
I submit it was my mysterious phone caller.
Oh, that's absurd.
What are you getting at, Mike?
Someone, let's call him Mr. X, knew Hickok wanted to locate the Greek, so he made it real easy for me.
Why?
Because he planned to kill the Greek himself, and he figured if Hickok knew the Greek's whereabouts, my client would get the credit.
Well, where's that get us? We don't know who this Mr. X is.
Oh, sure we do. Don't we, Myers?
Do we?
Well, you should. It was you.
Huh. That's very amusing.
You were my mysterious informant. Screwy as it sounds, you put me in touch with yourself.
No.
Yes. It was a nice piece of work you did, and you'll probably get the chair for it. And believe me, it couldn't happen to a more deserving character.
Get it. I don't get it at all, Mike. Why'd Myers go through that whole routine?
What do you mean, routine?
Well, for instance, that business of the phone call.
Well, he had to work it that way, Sergeant. He had to make it look as though he divulged the identity of the Greek under pressure.
Uh-huh.
Naturally, we'd be suspicious if he volunteered the information. And once Hickok knew who the Greek was, then Myers could safely kill him.
Well, I still don't see his motive.
Well, like Caesar, he was ambitious. He thought he could do a better job heading the racket than the Greek.
And that phony attempt on himself.
It was designed to take the heat off. He knew we were bound to get back to him sooner or later. This way, he beat us to the punch. Yeah, he had it all figured out.
Well, I wish I could.
Well, what bothers you, little man?
For one thing, Romayo. He doesn't add up.
Oh, sure he does. Just a classic case of a man leading a double life. Only he did it real well.
Hey, you think his wife knew?
No, she convinced me that he was legit. Now, does that take care of all your questions?
Yeah, yeah. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. What about the check?
Well, since you took care of finding the Greek and you took care of his killer, I think you deserve the honor of taking care of that, too. Good night, Mike.
The Case of the King of Hearts. The Case of the King of Hearts. That's the title of next week's Adventure of the Falcon, when Mike Waring learns that even when you play your cards right, sometimes the game can be murder. The Adventures of the Falcon are based on the famous character created by Drexel Drake, produced and transcribed by Bernard L. Schubert, written today by Eugene Wang, and directed by Richard Lewis. Les Damon was starred as the Falcon, with Chuck Webster as Sergeant Corbett. This program came from New York. Fred Collins speaking.